Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 20 op na 26, Johannesburg 19, 24, Mbombela 21, 28.
In the traffic N3 northbound, there's a crash before London Road and Krugersdorp on the N14. There's been a truck crash between Oak Tree and the R24 exit. And in Pretoria, I've had at least two people I know tell me they've seen cars on the road sliding off in front of them. Please drive carefully in the rain.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. The Blitzbox have got their sights set on the Perth Sevens, and Antoine Dupont questions the logic of South African teams in the Champions Cup.
Vier verdagtes het in Johannesburg se landrosof verskyn op klagtes verbind tot gesteelde voertuig wat by oud-president Nelson Mandela se Houghtonhuis opgespoor is. 'N vyfde verdagte, glo 'n familielid van die oud-president, het nie in die hof verskyn nie, maar die ondersoek duur voort. Die saak is uitgestel tot volgende week Vrydag, maar Sachaba se verlaag berig.
The court ruled that the four accused may not be identified in any manner, including by age, race or gender, until their next appearance. The four face charges of robbery and aggravating circumstances, kidnapping and assault. They requested the services of a legal aid lawyer. The state will rely on the doctrine of common purpose in its case, also stating that an identity parade will be held over the weekend. It's unclear if the former president's relative will join the other accused at the next appearance. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacker from news at the Johannesburg Magistrate Court.
Limpopo polisie sê hy is op die hakke van die verdagtes wie twee verpleegskundiges by die Chuene kliniek ontvoer het en verkrag het. Die gewapende mans het in die kliniek ingestorm en die drie sekuriteitspersoneel vasgemaak voordat hulle 1 uur vanoggend die verpleegkundiges ontvoer het. Polisiewoordvoerder Glolani Mashaba.
We are hard on the heels of the suspect. We will be able to apprehend the suspect soon. Investigations have been intensified through the multidisciplinary task team.
Voormalige kabinetskollega van professor Sipusiso Bengu, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, sê hy was 'n nederige man. Dlamini Zuma het vroeër by sy begrafnis gepraat in KwaZulu-Natal. Bengu was die eerste minister van onderwys in 'n demokratiese Suid-Afrika.
But what was remarkable about Professor Bing was his humility. He was the most experienced, as I said, but there wasn't a tinge of arrogance in him. He was approachable, humble, but profound. You would go to him with an issue.
Die Kremlin sê Russiese president Vladimir Putin is sonder voorwaardes bereid om samesprekings met Donald Trump te hou. Putin se woordvoerder Dmitry Peskov het aan verslaggewers gesê hy het herhaaldelik verklaar hy is nie gekant teen kontak met internasionale leiers nie, insluitend Amerikaanse president nie. Die Kremlin verwelkom Trump se gereedheid om probleme deur middel van dialoog op te los. Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour. Four suspects appear in the Johannesburg Magistrates Court on charges relating to the stolen vehicle found at former President Nelson Mandela's home.
Hey you! This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.